Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Terry Huskins.
And you are with
the Beulah Dean Community Foundation.
Well, it's time once again for Rolling Neath the Throne, isn't it?
Yes, it's here. We're looking forward to it.
You know, it's one of the biggest car show events in the county every year. It's up at the Beulah Dean Community Foundation, which is the old Beulah Dean School. Got another big day planned.
We sure have. We've got some special events this year that is a little different from last year.
Okay. So, as always, there's a car show, and we want folks to bring their cars, their trucks, their motorcycles, any old thing.
Sure. We want everyone to feel welcomed.
And, of course, you also have a swap meet that you do every year. I think it's like $10 to be a part of the swap meet.
Yes, we've got that again this year, and we're going to also have our vendors coming back. $10 to set up as well.
As far as bringing a car to the show, there's no charge for that, is it?
No, there's no charge, and we're going to be giving to the first 100 car show participants that register. We'll give them a goodie bag, and we've got another item that they'll receive.
Okay, well, that's really cool. So there's going to be lots of neat things like that going on. Good old barbecue again this year.
We'll have about 500 pounds of barbecue, so we need people to come out and eat.
And it's always great, and it's such a great place up there at Beulah Dean. It's beautiful up there. Weather sounds like it's going to be pretty good.
Yes, and we're so excited, too, that the Rolling Thunder is going to be with us again this year. And we're going to start at 12 o'clock honoring our veterans, and we really encourage all the veterans to come out and allow us to honor you. And we have a special gift for our veterans. And we would love for you to come. It'll be at 12 o'clock, and we've got some special singing that will go on along with the ceremony that the Rolling Thunder will do.
So tell us just a little bit about what is Rolling Thunder?
Rolling Thunder is a motorcycle group that are veterans, and they go around and present a ceremony for the MIAs and for the veterans, the ones that did not come home. And it's very touching. I find myself sitting there crying, and to see a lot of our veterans, and one particular I think of is he's in our community and he is a World War II veteran. And to see him standing there at attention and saluting our flag just makes cold chills run all over me. And of course the tissue comes out.
Naturally, of course it does. That's just a part of the day, but it's going to be right around lunchtime. You've got some special music as well.
Yes, we do. We have some new groups that are going to be singing this year. We have Appalachian Axis, and we have High Country Grass. It's a new group. They're very good, and we're excited about them. And also, we'll have Regan Odom and his family will be there, and they are amazing.
And now that's going to be during the course of the day, 10 to 2 for the most part. Is that the time for the whole thing? When's the entertainment going to be?
It'll start at 10 o'clock, and it'll be going through the entire part of the day. And we usually say 10 to 2, or it may run into 3:30. It just depends. We have a silent auction going on with some beautiful crafts that the area craft people have donated, and a lot of the businesses around here have really donated some really nice stuff.
And, of course, the proceeds from the day goes towards the operation of the community center.
Without the car show, it would be very hard for the foundation for us to continue. We get different grants, and we have some good donations that come in. But this is the main fundraiser that we have that pays for the building upkeep, the utilities, the insurance, the maintenance on the yard. And we like to keep our grounds nice and neat. It is a beautiful place.
It really is. When you think about it, you've renovated in the cafeteria area. In fact, that's where, if you like, you'd be able to eat your barbecue. Then you guys use the gym for all sorts of community stuff. And then, of course, the outside field, the playground and all that, there's a lot goes on at that place.
It sure is. We have different weddings. We've got the venue. We have family reunions. A lot of people rent out birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And then later on in the year, we try to do something for the community. We also are a satellite for Meals on Wheels. Mm-hmm. And we try to give back to the community. We also have started something really new that people are really loving. It is called the Community Front Porch. And a lot of the older guys come at the end of the day and sit down there and just talk about the day or old stories and share what's going on. And they enjoy that, and we definitely want them to come and enjoy and be a part of our community center.
We're lucky. We live in an area where we have some businesses that are just good souls that help us so much. Who are some of the sponsors we need to thank?
We've got Sabelco and Senator Ralph Heiss, BRP, and also, again, Buckstove. Buckstove's been one of our corporate sponsors for about 4 years now. And they do really good. All four of these, without them, it would be very hard for us to put this car show on. And then also we have some other sponsors. It would be hard for me to list all of the sponsors that we have.
Well, we really do appreciate them and hope everybody will come out and see us. We're going to have a big time. Starts around 10 o'clock. Come on up and be a part of it. It's at Bueladine and runs till up into the afternoon. Ain't no telling how long we'll stay up there till you get tired and tell us we have to go home.
Oh, we won't do that. We'll feed you till the food runs out.
There you go. That sounds great. Well, thank you for taking a minute to talk to us about it. Good luck. I'm going to be up there helping you some, too. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Well, thank you for having us.
Our guest today, Cherry Huskins of the Bueladine Community Foundation. Cherry, thank you for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.